It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in interior Alaska. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now for your hosts, Kirk Maynard and Jamie Napolsky.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
Jamie. Oh my gosh, we're doing a take two.
Take two, yes. I am not an audio engineer.
Could you imagine if we were filmed in front of a live studio audience?
Yes, which was on our to-do list to put this on YouTube this year, but...
Oh, I know, we're going to do it.
You'd actually have to dress differently, though.
I'm in a sweatshirt and leggings, so completely appropriate.
Cute little kitty cats on them.
Appropriate for Alaska weather.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I swear, I'm so going to fight club you. I'm going to fight club you. It's going to involve violence.
The first takeaway from Fight Club?
The rule of it?
For the first rule of Fight Club?
Why is that?
We don't talk about Fight Club, Jamie.
We're
we've had this discussion before.
We're talking about it. All right. So if you're just joining us, we're talking about Zillow Trends of 2025.
And I saw the word takeaway, so that's why I said takeaway.
And we are talking about, we're going to do a quick summary of the takeaways from last week's show.
Yeah.
Kirk's going to do that.
Yeah, so Zillow compiled a comprehensive survey with buyers wrapping up 2025 and asked them a bunch of questions. I can't remember how many there was, but it's, and I won't get into methodology. But anyway, it's a good report and how it pertains to the general public. And so we did, I think, five or six takeaways. And so, yeah, good idea. We'll recap that.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first takeaway was buying a home is still stressful for most buyers. 60% of buyers said the process is still stressful. 25% said it's very or extremely stressful. First-time buyers feel the most stress, of course. Big purchase. They haven't done it before. So it's normal to feel overwhelmed. Most buyers go through the same experience. So just know that you're in good company. The second item was unexpected cost surprise almost everyone. So 92% of buyers were surprised by at least one cost. And the most common surprises were loan origination fees, appraisal fees, title insurance, and closing costs. And 45% said closing costs were higher than expected. So the takeaway there was budget extra money beyond the down payment. Number three is typical home search takes several months. I quizzed Jamie and she nailed it.
Yeah, that was scary.
I know we're all surprised. it was time searching and the percentage of buyers. So under a month was 11% of the buyers. 1 to 3 months was 37% of the buyers. 3 to 6 months to find a home was 30% of the buyers. And 6 plus months was 22%. So the median search time was 3 to 4 months. And the takeaway there was buying a home is usually takes longer than people expect. The fourth takeaway was most buyers only make one offer. The median offer in the country was one offer. Even in competitive markets, many buyers still succeed with the first offer. Jamie and I did talk about where we came from, COVID, post-COVID, where we were last year, where we're at right now, and where we think we're going in the future. So go back and listen to that one in our archives. It's super important. Number five, most people still use a real estate agent. 84% of buyers worked with an agent. Some of the reasons why people skipped agents was buying from someone they know, purchasing inexpensive homes, or trying to avoid commissions. We talked about some real world examples of people doing it on their own. Great people want to do it on their own, but there's some, I just had one, a recent one that you might want to listen to.
Oh, you know what? I don't think we did mention though that it didn't the... I think when we talked last year, we talked that it was like 26%. If you use a realtor, you're
realtor,
the 26% is about what you make more. Wasn't that the number we were using last
year? Yes.
But now it's gone up even higher.
Good point, Jamie. And if you remind me off the air to grab that report,
yeah,
and then we'll have it's a long
yes.
report. We'll have
we'll read
our buddy Chad. No, yes, we'll have Chad summarize it for us. It's ChatGPT. It was my son Chad, as I affectionately refer to him as. And we'll get a summary on that. But yeah, it was the three largest MLSs. I think it was the California regional MLS. The oh my gosh, what's the big East Coast MLS? I'm spacing it now. But anyway, they looked at. God, it was like a million sales or something, and it was 23 or 28% more on market than off market. It was a four-year study. It was lengthy. A lot of science behind it, a lot of math behind it, and it just goes. If you're going to be, you know, if you're going to have off market properties, you're going to command less. So we're just opening everybody's eyes to the fact that you need to have your house on the market to command the most money.
I think after I give my spiel on, you know, why you should use a realtor, whether or not you're buying or selling, I always say we're going to pay for ourselves.
Yeah.
We're going to pay for ourselves.
That in itself, yeah.
When you think you're going to save money, we're going to do all the work for you. We're going to take away the stress. We're going to help you. We're going to, you know, translate things for you. We're going to remind you of things. We're going to be there for the deadlines, but we're going to pay for ourselves.
Jamie, you have a list of 167 things that you do in a transaction.
I think it's up to 218 now.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think it's 218. I think at one point we were going to use that. There was an app.
I heard they just get on Zillow and then you blink your eyes
it closes. It's so weird. I'm just done.
Wave wand.
Yes. So I think the best part, though, is that you have somebody that... Did you just call me a witch?
Yes.
I think the best part is that you have somebody that's just helping with the process and that, you know, you're just being I can't tell you how many times I get down to sending out a text that says, we have 24 hours to decide. Even though I've sent you probably 15 texts or called, and we're down to 24 hours to decide what repairs we're asking for today. And they're like, oh my gosh, are we already down to the wire on this? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes, we are. They, you know, you just forget, or you've already been through 14 days, or you've missed different parts of the contract. And I think it's just really nice to have somebody that's...
And on that, this tangent, I think you missed our latest AI session that we did at the office, but I'm up to, I think, five podcasts I've listened to with, these are chief AI guys for big real estate companies, different futurists, and how it could or could not affect the real estate industry. And then I've listened to a podcast with somebody who's doing kind of a la carte, which is you can have a full agent, you can do part agent, part AI. And I sat there, I think it was just yesterday, in 24 hours, I think I came up with 20 different things that I can't see it in my lifetime AI taking over and doing and being able to figure that out. I was about to start making a list. So, because I'm at conference and I know a lot of what we're going to talk about, I just have so many situations where there's no way AI is taking this over, the largest transaction, and having somebody shepherd you through the process. It's definitely going to make me smarter. It's going to make me faster, more efficient. But it's just no way.
Right.
At least I don't think in my lifetime. But I think there's going to be some stuff that's going to make the process better for us and for everybody.
Yes.
Okay, number six. Most buyers finance their home. And I'm quizzing Jamie on the stuff. I don't even know the answer to this. I don't know if anybody knows the answer to this, but we're all going to make an educated guess. How many homes do you think are paid for via a mortgage, and how many are cash?
Cash. I'm going to say 85% are mortgage, 15% cash?
Close. That's about 75-25.
Okay.
74-26. So even though cash purchases get attention in the news, most people are still using loans. And that was different, of course, post-COVID, because everybody's sitting stockpiling a bunch of cash. The most cash we've been sitting since 1976. And so we had so many cash deals going left and right. And then now everybody's in debt and needs to borrow money. Their cash went away because they went on a spending craze. Most people are using loans. The next takeaway is the typical down payment is 20%. Median down payment is 20%. That's great to see.
Yeah.
Up until COVID, I mean, of course, we have military population. A lot of people use VA loans, zero down or low down, 5% conventional. We just didn't, in my 20 plus years doing this, there just wasn't a lot of 20%ers down, and people are now coming to the table with the ability to put 20% down and avoid PMI, which is a huge, huge deal. And so I'm glad people are actually paying attention. They're saving up cash. And I love that people are able to put 20% down and avoid PMI. So that's pretty darn awesome. But many people put down less. So about 48% buyers put less than 20% down. But I was a little surprised that half the buyers are able to put 20% down.
Yeah.
So that's good. And I've actually seen that myself.
Yeah. And I would say that that's probably with the percentage rate that's not putting it down. Those are probably a lot of our first time home buyers. I wouldn't be surprised.
Are or are not?
Are our first time home buyers, because I think they're looking at, how we talk so much about you're weighing the rental market versus the home buying market, and you're thinking, it's just not worth it anymore to rent versus buy. And so I do have a lot of buyers that they cannot afford that 20% down, but they just can't afford to rent anymore. It's just not worth it to them anymore.
No, it's
better to invest.
Yeah, and go listen to two shows ago. We all talked about affordable housing too. And things are leveling off a little bit, and I'm sure we'll do another show. I have a whole bunch in my brain regarding where we're at on housing appreciation in the interior, where we're at, where we came from.
Yes.
But in the last 5 years, houses have doubled. I mean, right. Not doubled, but what I'll come up with the numbers, but they are. But let's say they went up 50%. I mean, that's huge. And people forget that. Oh, hey, I can, you know, get rid of my PMI if they're, you know, if it's a, if I have the loan to value at 80%. So, anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I'm glad my daughter's first going to be a first-time home buyer. Her and her husband, they're waiting for their 20% down before they buy a house. So that's I think that's a really good point. Number eight takeaway from this trends report, savings are the main way people fund a down payment. So most common sources, number one is savings over time. That's 70%. Number two, sale of a previous home is 40%. So 70-80% of sellers are buyers.
Nice.
People forget that. Number three, family gifts are 30%. I'm a little surprised at that. And maybe I don't know what goes on behind the scenes on all of my transactions. They don't tell me where money is coming from, down payments, or if they're getting gifting letters. I do. I mean, it does come up, and people ask me, or I learn about it just through or gifting. All of a sudden, I'm part of a gifting letter conversation, but I'm not always privy to where their down payment is coming from, even though in our contracts, it does state that by such and such time, the seller can ask for proof of their down payment and their ability to bring their closing costs to the table. Nobody does, but it's in there that, hey, if we feel a little shaky, then, hey, we might just want to fill you out and make sure you're legit. Number five is selling investments, 31%. Kind of a high number. I do know some people that are looking at investments that make sense. There's some investments that don't make sense that people try to take money out of, and then I would deter them. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
That's your retirement, dude, and there's penalties. Maybe that'll go away. There's talk of that, but, you know, pulling stuff out of 401k, but that's not yet. So just don't be careful pulling out investments. But some investments will certainly make sense. But the takeaway there is many buyers combine multiple funding sources. Okay. Number nine. Online home shopping is universal. 94% of buyers use online tools. So the most common, which is, that number's been around for a long, long time. Most common tools, real estate websites, mobile apps, and mobile websites. So makes sense. So most buyers research homes online long before contacting anyone. So I've been listening to some reports from a nationwide, this is on the rental side. I can't remember what website it was. It's like Rent Cafe or something, but they're, you know, look at how many people are clicking, favorites, hearting.
Yeah.
And this is well above the trend months before normal people are looking at, you know, so it's early, like months early.
Yeah.
And they expect the rental market nationwide to be crazier than normal. And we have a lot of people from the coast moving into the Midwest where there's more jobs, it's more affordable. That's where they're seeing most of them. But yeah, we expect the rental market to heat up earlier than sooner than later here. Agreed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think some of it is just seeing what's even out there. You know what I mean? I think a lot of, like, sometimes I talk to clients and they're just kind of shopping and they want to see what's out there, the pricing of things, what they think they can afford prior to even going to see a lender. They kind of are just like, what's even around the area?
Yeah.
Are there lots of things for sale? Is it very limited? So I think they just start shopping. And then maybe, do they even want to live in, you know, where do they want to live?
Yep.
So we're
the ones that know what's going on with the market. Appraisers have come to me in the past, asked me what the market's doing, because we're the ones that get leads. We're the ones that have people set up on, you know, maybe our MLS or our CRM, and we know which ones are clicking, liking, hearting, which are searching.
Right.
We have some creepy stuff going on that we know if they look at bathrooms or whatever, maybe they're looking to remodel, but we know what our buyers are doing. So, We're on it. Number nine, buyers want better listing visuals. Demand for visualing tools is rising. We've talked about this on the show, especially this first one, 84% more likely to view homes with floor plans.
Yep.
So I think we started the trend. Not many realtors in town were using floor plans before we did. We went, our CEO really hit us hard on floor plans, why they're so important. We've been using them for years, and more people are starting to use them, whether it be from the photographer or they're using something like Cubicasa, but there's ways to get floor plans, and you need them. And if you do remember from our past show, I think it was Right around 30-something percent, you know, let's call it a third of, in the United States, use floor plans, well below the rest of the planet. In Australia, I think it was 70-80% have of the listings have floor plans. And then if you remember, in Japan, if you don't have a floor plan, your listing does not exist.
Yeah.
So we're just, finally, the United States is catching up to that. Fairbanks is catching up on that. You got to have, floor plans are super important. 84% are more likely to view a home with a floor plan. So make sure your listings have.
Well, I think people sometimes forget that you don't, like, I can't tell you how many houses I walk in. If they don't have a floor plan and I'm there and we're especially doing a FaceTime, I'm like, your bed won't fit in here. Or you could only fit a twin in here. Or we're looking for the kids. And I'm just like, I can touch both of these walls with my hands and I'm only, or I have to bring my tape measure. And I'm just like.
Yeah. And that we have to, we have a program called Cubic Casa, but it's for the showing, we have to walk through slowly. You can't just run through every room and all of a sudden it's going to give you a floor plan. You have to walk slowly to every single room.
Yes.
We don't have time to show five houses in a row and use Cubic Casa or whatever program you're using to do your floor plan.
But there's a couple houses that I've gone to like a couple years ago that I would have never gone to if there had been a floor plan because the rooms were so tiny. There's no, I would have already known had there been a floor plan that my clients would never have accepted the house. And then luckily there was another house that I went to off the wall, just ended up on a showing, had no floor plan, walked in and went, these rooms are huge. This is exactly what you want. But they, again, no floor plan. I just was there. Had a tape measure in my car, measured, gave him some measurements, did a sketch. I sketched out a floor plan for them because this was before Cubic Casa existed, could not find an app fast enough, and then sketched something out for them, took some photos, scanned them over, and then they were like, we love it. We want to make an offer. And I said, okay, let's do it.
There you go.
So,
proof in the pudding.
Yeah.
Okay, Jamie, I'm going to quiz you a bunch.
We have to do that when we get back, though. We have to take a break.
You're rotten. All right, guys, we'll be right back with some more quizzing of Jamie's.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
And Hello Kitty.
Oh my God.
Is that what that is?
Yes. I swear.
It's sad I know that.
It's sad you do know that. I'm sad that I'm wearing this sweatshirt today. I swear.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. All right.
All right.
We're talking about Zillow stats from 2025.
Yep.
If you're just joining us.
Yep.
really, we've been recapping some stuff. We've been talking about new stuff. And where are we at right now? Oh, you're going to quiz me.
That was very not specific.
You're going to quiz me.
We've done some stuff.
We've done a lot of things.
Go back and listen
today.
To our shows. Okay. So next item, the takeaway from the 2025 Zillow Trends Report.
I'm going to need a drink.
Don't. I bought you a healthy Lotus drink
I'm
right there.
Drinking both
Put
of
the
them.
Bad drink down and drink the good drink. God, she's trying to drink Whiskey Coke right now. It's just,
I'm not.
Okay. The quiz time for Jamie. Median buyer age is?
Oh, my God.
Now, so if you remember, because
28.
You're way
32.
Off. Way off.
38.
Not, 42.
Oh, that was going to be my third guess.
Yeah. It's so crazy. I remember, it's, I think 42. This last year, I've rattled it off on the show before, but it caught me off guard when I heard it on a podcast, and then now the Zillow report obviously backs that up, but it's so crazy. That's the median age.
Wow.
Maybe it was first-time homebuyers. So I was surprised it was much yeah. higher than normal. Anyway, 42 is the median age. So I'm with you. I would have gone a little bit lower too. Household income for people buying a home is about around 100,000 actually. So
okay. I was going to say
110. 70% are married or partnered.
Okay.
I don't think anybody gets married these days. Everybody's partnered.
Yeah.
Seems like.
We need your income. We need two people income.
Oh, and fun fact, if you have a partner and you want to use your VA eligibility, the VA will cover the VA eligible person, but not the partner. So let's say you're buying a $400,000 house and you have a $200,000 guarantee. Half of it will be guaranteed and half of it won't. So some lenders are going to say, hey, we're taking on a higher risk because it's not guaranteed by the VA. They might not even write you a loan with the VA. So if you're married, you know, both are covered.
Yeah.
But if you're partnered, then that part of the loan, whatever they're using, I'm in the case that they're using both incomes,
yeah.
then the case that use both incomes, that person's piece.
So you're encouraging marriage.
I am just FYI-ing people that if yeah. that is their situation, that yeah. That's how it works.
Okay.
76% have pets. That is not shocking, but it's good to know
yeah.
that you know 3 out of 4 people have pets. And Jamie, what percent have kids? The typical buyer, the median buyer has how many?
42.
What percentage? Holy moly, 43%. You're getting good at this stuff,
I know,
man.
I'm getting ready for Vegas.
Yes. You're getting ready to have kids. I understand.
Stop it.
Get ready for Vegas. You're going to Vegas?
Yeah. When you get back.
Oh, my.
Tag out.
Gosh.
Tag out.
Okay.
I need some sunshine. I didn't go anywhere sunny. I went to Chicago.
If we were on YouTube, cold. You guys would see that I actually have sunglasses on because Jamie is radiating so much white from her
yes.
face right now.
I'm like
yes, no,
polar
you look
pale.
You look bleak. You yeah,
polar pale.
I assume you're dead. No, you look. No, you could dead. Use you could use
yeah,
some vitamin
some
D.
Sun.
Yeah,
yes, yep,
I'm with you. I'm getting stronger glasses. Okay, 13. Number 13. Takeaway. Most buyers only make one offer. We already talked about that.
Yeah. Psh. Repeat.
No, but this is a good one. Number 14, inspection contingencies remain strong. This is interesting. I don't know if it's the same in our market. 65% include inspection contingencies. So in other parts of the market, they call it a contingency. It is contingent, you know, the offer. We have a ton of contingencies written in our offer. We don't make our MLS reflect pending with a contingency, meaning it's still showing up in the market. Other people can still show it, put a backup offers. We don't do that. I know markets that they do that. We don't. We tried it for a little while, maybe before you came on the scene. We played with it a little bit. People were making it got a trend there for a second where people everything was going pending with a contingency because until the inspection was done and then the contingency was removed. But 65% included inspection contingency. I think. Well, it was built into our purchase agreement, so I think 100% of ours have an inspection contingency. A portion have waived it. Of course, you know, 20, 21, 22, everybody was waiving their inspections. No inspections.
Right.
We're giving you everything. Here's our children. A lot of scary stuff going on that's coming back to bite people in the booty. But it is what it is. I mean, that's what some people had to do to win their competing situation. Only 14% waived inspections. So I don't know what the other ones did, but they didn't.
I know. That's crazy to me, though.
14% waiving, but yeah.
I mean, I could understand saying, listen, I won't have repairs, but I'm going to have somebody crawl all over this house and tell me what I'm getting into.
Yeah. And I've preached I almost won't even be part of a transaction without inspection.
Yeah.
It's just too scary. And it's just...
That, because I just want, to me, I want you to go in eyes wide open and know kind of down the road, you might need a new roof. You might need new windows. You might have a leak in your basement. You know what? I'm like, you can mitigate all of those things financially, I would hope. I mean, unless the house is, you know, how, what's her name was saying, if you fix the roof, you can't fix the foundation. You fix the foundation, you can't fix. There are some houses that are just so dilapidated, they have to come down. You know, they're so old or they're so unfixable. You'd spend so much money even trying to fix them up, you just can't.
Yeah, and that, so the house that we had the inspection on yesterday had a garage attached house, but it had a detached garage. What I'm thinking is this house was built in, there's a 50s house. This is in, in city limits in Fairbanks. The main house burnt down. They rebuilt, and then with a garage attached to it, then the detached old garage from the 50s, they just prettied up with some siding, but that's, I mean, it's caving in, foundation's all jacked up, and it's just a tear down. And so we did pay an extra $100 for the inspector just to make sure that, hey, it is a tear down. We can't shore it up or salvage it, and ended up, no, we couldn't. But I'm totally with you.
And I've seen stuff like that before, especially within city limits. Like I've seen where they've said, this, we're not even counting this. This is, you can salvage whatever you can salvage out of this, but this portion, especially the garages, are a teardown. But we've made a new garage, or we've made this, because even on another house that I was helping, I did a CMA for, I said, where is the garage? And they said, it was so unsalvageable, we tore that down, but it's still listed. And I said, oh, okay. And they said, but what we did was we made extra parking, we did this, we paved, we did a lean-to. And I was like, oh, that's great. Let's sell those features. But they were like, we were too afraid of something else happening. So I think there's trade-offs of what you can do. But yes, I think there's some things that you're just like, you can't fix that. But just to skip an engineer... I just think you're not doing your due diligence. I would never.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just think it's, or especially like we've talked about with the weather swing. If they've had somebody look at it, let's say within several months, and it's just been, the weather has been so extreme. Sometimes I'm like, I just think we should have somebody come. Or if they've said something to me like, well, we had a leak or we had this. If there's something that they flagged on there, then I'm like, it's worth the extra money to have an engineer come and look at this, or somebody specific to whatever's going on, especially those boilers. Now, I feel like when you guys, when we have a lesson learned on something, sometimes I'm like, bring them in, worth the extra money.
Yeah.
I encourage the extra money right now because I'd rather you know with a 40, 50 below weather that we've had in Alaska, you have somebody come and look at it for $300, $400, $500 and know that everything is sound versus... You don't do that. You move in and then find out that you don't have a good boiler. And now it's $15,000.
FYI, we had a new engineer stop in yesterday. So Tuesday, the 24th, in our office meeting, he's going to come in and speak and introduce himself. He's been doing it for homes, specifically for real estate transactions for about 2 or 3 years. He's been inspecting for... 15 years, formerly in the military. Yeah. And so, so he is an engineer and we're gonna look forward to him and, hopefully adding him into our mix. And then, maybe we'll have him come over on the radio show too. And, chat about what he's doing.
New resources is fantastic for clients.
Before we go today, Saturday, March 21st is the Sprint into Spring event at the Carlson Center. Nexthome will be there. We're going to be the only real estate office there. So we'll have Jesse, who's coming to us from speaking of the Army, coming from Fort Wainwright. He's will definitely have a good heads up for being our kind of a military expert. Because he's fresh out of the Army. So we'll have Melissa Burnett, who used to be here at the radio station.
Yeah.
And then we will have our newest property manager, Elizabeth Martin, at the show. So they'll all be there attending yesterday, Friday the 20th, today, March 21st from 10 to 5. And then tomorrow, March 22nd, 11 to 5 p.m.
That's exciting.
Jamie, if anybody wants to get a hold of you and your brain, what do they do?
They can give me a call at 907-378-2400 or come visit us at Next Home Arctic Sun over on 600 3rd I want to say Avenue, Third Avenue, but it's not.
Are you brand new here? Street.
Third Street.
God,
right past the Chatterhouse. Come
Lordy.
Find us.
Guys, enjoy your Saturday. Don't call Jamie because she's silly.
I don't even know where I am.
Stay tuned for Behind the Mission with United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Media Active production.